Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
He needs to win. He needs it. This team needs it. But he needs it badly to sort of push that aside a little bit.
The Buffalo Plus Podcast, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel, presented by Connors and Ferris. Mike Catalana, I'm Jenna Cottrell. That is Arrowhead Gaia Field here in Kansas City. The sun might be going in and out of this video, so it might look a little weird in terms of the color. But let's talk about this game. Huge game for the Bills in terms of what's at stake for their playoff hopes, as well as a huge game in terms of what's going on with this team right now. We're going to talk about five players or Bills personnel, and we got to start with Sean McDermott.
Look, I've never seen anything quite like this, the way this has transpired during the week. And look, we know Sean McDermott in the way you know a coach when you cover a
professionally
team. And we are there a lot, and we are around the man a lot, and we talk to people around him. And I know this article was highly critical of him. You know, look, it's a reporter, does his job, what he believes is right, talks to people. I don't think that's the feeling about Sean in the building. Doesn't mean some of those stories, as we know, Sean confirmed one of them, aren't true. He talked about that speech that he made, and he owned up to it, and his team knows about it. I think some of the other stuff is a lot to pin on a coach. I think Sean McDermott is respected by his players.
I agree.
I think the majority of players who have been in Orchard Park respect him. Do they agree with everything he does? No. We don't agree with him. We don't play for him.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that just come up when you're a coach of an NFL team. The man is not perfect.
Yes.
Okay? But that article describes a person that I don't know of.
Yeah. My takeaway was the fact that Sean McDermott is constantly having to make decisions. And because he is head coach, all of those will be scrutinized and looked under a microscope and all of those things. And not everyone is going to agree with some of those decisions.
Right.
And I feel like for him, the piece in itself to me was just, it was very like laser focused. I felt like
personal.
It did feel like it was somewhat personal. It felt personal. So I feel like for Sean McDermott, this is a huge game for him. But you saw the response from his team. And like you talked about Micah Hyde speaking out, other players as well, talking about standing behind Sean, wanting to be, you know, a part of the Bills culture because of what McDermott has helped set in Orchard Park. So I think that's something. But I think it's huge for this game. This game means so much already for the Bills season. And then you add in this layer. I think it will be a galvanizing point for this team to go out tomorrow and play for Sean.
And I want to make this point again. They respect Sean McDermott. There are players who disagree with things he does now, have disagreed before. That happens when you're a coach in this league.
Yeah.
But I think they respect the way he goes about his business, even when he makes mistakes. So in these circumstances, they talked about accountability and all. In that room, many players believe he does take accountability.
Yeah.
Is he perfect? No. Does he make mistakes? Yes. But I do believe he has this locker room. He has had this locker room for 7 years. I don't believe he had a moment in his first year when he benched Rod Taylor that he could have lost this group really quick. And the players rallied around the team then and stuck behind the coach. And he's since taken him to the playoffs. The guy's got a lot of work to do. This season has been below standard. They need to go
fair.
Out there and win.
Very fair.
He needs to win. He needs it. This team needs it. But he needs it badly to sort of push that aside a little bit. And it is impressive to see his current players stand up for him.
I think the outside narrative is that McDermott has lost the locker room.
And that's wrong.
And I do not believe that. I think talking to the players inside that locker room, they do not feel that way. Tomorrow would be the perfect statement if they go out and win and say, Sean is our guy.
And listen, we always ask for comments at the end. Make your comments. Say
you
can say what you want. We are not talking about perfection as a coach.
In
this very building, the 13 seconds, huge mistakes were made. The guy makes mistakes. I just think that portrayal of Sean was inaccurate, not 100% inaccurate, but inaccurate in its tone. And I think it has done a bit of the opposite within the franchise. I think people are rallying around him, but we'll see how they play. That's the biggest part.
Well, in terms of their play, a guy that we have our eye on for tomorrow is James Cook.
Yeah.
Look, I think that there's the opportunity to run the ball in terms of what this offense can do for Josh Allen. We've seen him be the Josh Allen of old these last couple of weeks before the bye. James Cook, can he continue to kind of come into his own and progress and all these things? What do you think you'll see from him?
Look, it's an interesting thing with Cook because they have sat him down a few times. And I think Kelly Skipper, the running backs coach, appears to be that he's the guy in control with the rotation of the backs.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it does come from Sean McDermott at times. It says after a fumble or after a drop pass, sit him down. I don't know. They need James Cook on the field. They also need him to handle his responsibilities, which includes pass blocking, which includes holding on to the football. But the guy is a playmaker. And I think they need him on the field. So there's a mix between teaching lessons and winning football games. And I think James Cook maybe has learned whatever he's needed to learn. I think he's going to be a very valuable player for him on the field tomorrow.
I do, too. And I think, too, I feel like this might be also the fact that the Bills don't have that technical, like, bell cow type of guy.
Yeah.
James Cook obviously shouldering a lot of the responsibilities, but obviously they've gone to Latavius Murray. Ty Johnson had some nice runs as well. Joe Brady talked about having some bloody runs early on to kind of set up the run game later. So I expect James Cook, can we see him clean up the mistakes and be reliable? And I think that as this season continues, and now we're getting into crunch time, I don't expect there to be the fumbles or the mismanagement of the ball.
Or the benching that comes with it.
I agree. I don't.
At some point, he's your guy.
You got to live with
it.
Yes.
Some mistakes. And I hope we're at that point because I do want to see him on the field.
Agreed. Gabe Davis. We know what he did.
Well, that, you know what's funny? As you were mentioning him, I was thinking, every time we mention 13 seconds, we think of obviously the end and what happened.
Yeah.
But I think back to what Gabe did that day.
It was incredible.
It's one of the most incredible performances I've seen from a player in the Buffalo Bills in all the years I've been covering him.
And that's saying something. And I don't mean that as
we're talking about great Thurman games and Andre games and, you know, Bruce Smith.
It was incredible.
Hall of Famers. 200-plus yards and 4 touchdowns in a playoff game. Like, that should go down in history. Instead, it's a footnote in a terrible loss for them.
Yeah.
And we've seen flashes of Gabe being really good again. He's played well here. He had a touchdown here last year.
Yeah.
They need him to not have those problems, not have the missteps with Josh, whatever reasons that's happening. And again, we don't know 100% who's at fault, but it seems to have been Gabe and Josh.
It
can't have that tomorrow.
It really frustrates me because you talk about that game in 13 seconds and how outstanding of a performance Gabe Davis had. And you thought, hey, this is a guy that was a later round draft pick. Could he become, you know, the 1B of this Bills receiving core?
Yeah.
And then the year after that, obviously we talked about, oh, it's an injury. It's a nagging ankle thing. And just to see where he is at now, it is frustrating. The Bills obviously have a decision to make with him coming up as he goes into a contract year or goes into his deal ending. But I want to see the Gabe that we saw the last couple times that we've been here.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something? Because I feel like for Gabe, the word fool's gold or the phrase fool's gold kind of is coming to me where you think you have this guy and you found him and he's incredible, but we haven't seen that consistency out of him. Tomorrow, can he start, you know, putting on a streak of being a more consistent guy? I don't know. I don't know. And have we already seen too much from him that we think that can't be the case? I guess for me, it's like, look, the Bills need you to be good now. So be good, be there, be on the same page with Josh and get it together.
Because look, he can still get a contract from the Bills.
Now, absolutely. I'm not saying he doesn't.
If he plays that way down the stretch, I think Brandon Bean wants to sign Gabe Davis.
Yeah.
You know he has an affinity for Gabe. He's a guy he's drafted. He has done really well. I think he wants to see it happen. But there's a point where, what does they say, rubber meets the road?
Yeah.
Like, its contract is up. They got to make a decision on him.
Big-time players make big-time plays and big-time moments. This is a big-time stretch for this Bills team. Can you put it together?
Look at you.
I mean, it's cliche, but at the same point, like, that's how it works. Like,
let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. You're
let's
ready.
Go. All right.
Defense.
Defense. Let's talk about...
Well, I was going to say Jordan Poyer.
Okay, I forgot.
Yeah, I knew like, you did. Yeah, that's okay. What I was waiting for. Let's Jordan Poyer because, you know, we're not sure how they're going to try to match up with Kelsey. It's so different now.
Do
with
we know
this
if
Travis,
Taylor Swift's going to be here?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Let
either.
Me check.
I don't know.
One second. She texted me before. I'll check.
Well,
again.
I think we talk about Jordan Poyer. I think you could also add in Micah Hyde. Obviously, he's coming off the Eagles game where he didn't make a play that ended up feeling like that was kind of.
It was a big play.
That kind of turned the tide for things. But yeah, for Jordan Poyer, what can he do? Taron Johnson, like, what can they do to slow down Travis Kelce? Obviously, Kelce isn't having the most phenomenal stretch of his career. The Bills or the Chiefs' offense really has struggled, as we know. But we know that Travis Kelce can turn it on, and he has been someone that has beaten up this Bills team. Can you contain him tomorrow?
Well, the safeties have been disappointing this year.
It's so tough because you obviously they've been with the team for 7 years and you like
standard is up here.
Yeah,
with
and
those
they've
two.
Been phenomenal. They're all pro. Like they have been guys that have been those dudes on the field for Buffalo. But obviously this past season, in terms of their performance, it has tailed off a bit. And that's frustrating because that you thought immediately going into the season, that is a strength of this team.
And I don't think it's a weakness.
I don't think it's a weakness,
I just don't think it has been the strength that
it's
been in the past.
It's not as much of a strength as it has been.
And these guys have gotten older. And I don't know if you notice, but sometimes when they get a little older, you know, people start to slip a little bit.
Yeah. Look at you. Okay, can we tell people what you did?
Go ahead.
We were walking in the Baltimore airport. We had a camera. Mike had the camera. He had a cup of coffee. He had a bagel for breakfast. And he's, like, bobbling the coffee. And he just... pours
drenched.
It all over himself.
Yeah, drenched.
It was comical.
And I
comical.
Calmly told you when you
comical.
Said to me, are you okay? I said,
nope.
So
as soon as I knew Mike was not burned
then
by the coffee,
you
I was
giggled
I
yourself.
Was, I must have looked psychotic. I told you I was off to the side by myself, nobody around me, eating my bagel and giggling the before you got back. I
see?
Just could not
see what she does.
It was
spilled
so funny.
On me.
Oh my God, are you okay? Nope.
Nope.
Okay. No, that's a little dramatic.
It was. But
I meant, like, are you injured?
No, it just was not.
Your
not,
ego.
There is video of that somewhere. You know, we're going to have to get it from the Baltimore airport. But
amazing.
Yeah, it was not a pleasant moment.
No.
But back to the secondary. And look, this Chiefs offense, I mean, honestly, it used to be a given they score 30-plus.
Yeah.
Now they struggle to score 20.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying the Bills are going to shut them down tomorrow, but they are not the offense they've been in the past. Their
correct.
Defense is outstanding. This defense can play.
It's good.
They can get after the quarterback. But I believe the way Josh Allen and the offense are playing, certainly the last two games, that I think the Bills are going to move the ball and they're going to score points.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's imperative for this offense. Honestly, I would take Kelce out of the game as best I can because I don't think the other guys in this offense.
I agree.
And with Isaiah Pacheco not
about
playing.
To say that. Yeah, that's huge.
That hurts them greatly in the backfield. And look, Mahomes is great. Andy Reid's a great play caller, but you need the guys. And I don't think he's got them this year. So I think this defense needs to step up and play really well against the Chiefs. And they've done this on occasion out here a couple of times.
Yeah.
And last year it ended with a Taron Johnson interception. So let's see what they do.
Yeah, and Daniel Orlowski even talked about this is the most beatable the Chiefs have been.
Yep.
And the season tells it all.
Yep.
I know their record's obviously
and
good.
And they're still going to win the AFC West and be in the playoffs. So we're not burying the Chiefs. It's just they were almost like you felt like
they had
to play close to perfect to beat them, and now you don't.
They don't look like the defending Super Bowl champs.
Nope. And not now.
Not right now, but –
yeah.
All right, let's talk in terms of
Greg Rousseau. We
Greg
were talking
Rousseau.
About on the yeah.
Look, I really
go ahead.
I think that he can find something. I really do. I think maybe it's
I thought
him.
He flashed in Philly. I thought
I
he made
say,
some plays
I
there.
I think I'm still the maturation process. I'm like I feel like he's just gonna the light bulb's gonna go off type of thing. But I think like you said, the flashes that we've seen, and I think the Bills they need him to step up.
Yeah.
And obviously they drafted him really high. It's been an investment. It's been a project. But I think Greg can really take that next step, and the Bills need him to.
Yeah, I think I said to somebody today at the end of the year, they only have Ed Oliver and Von Miller under contract. But they have Greg Rousseau still under contract, right? He's got the one more year of his rookie deal, right? 21?
I'm trying to think, because that was the draft in Cleveland.
Yes, 21.
Was so that 21?
21. He played 21, 22, 23. Oh, he's got two more years. So, well, one more and then the fifth-year option. So, yes. And Greg Rousseau has been really good. They've needed him to be. Yeah. Obviously, you know, they have gotten good play from their defensive ends and nothing out of Von Miller. And we don't know what's going to happen. The team says he's on the active roster. My guess is if they're saying that, then they're going to dress him and play. He's been ineffective. And then with everything that happened this week, you know, I've made my feelings known. I don't think he should be in uniform and playing, but I think that's what the team is going to decide. And if he's going to play, make a play, because he hasn't made a play since he's been back. So let's see what happens Sunday. But they know they're going to get more out of Floyd and Rousseau.
Yeah.
Those guys. Ed Oliver's been good.
Yeah. You know, Leonard Floyd has been such a surprise.
Yep.
He really has.
Yeah. Except the fact the guy always puts up numbers.
I know. But, like, in terms of, okay, he's coming off, like, almost 9 sacks last year or something like that. We're like, okay, this guy's been productive. But someone coming into Buffalo, you know, you think of the guys that they had already on the team. Von Miller, players like that.
Oh, no. He's been.
The impact that he's made has been impressive.
Somebody's going to pay him next year.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Bills. Maybe it's somebody else. But I want to see. Give Shaq Lawson some snaps. Give A.J. Epenesa some snaps. Those guys have been more productive than Von Miller has. We'll see what kind of snaps he gets in this game.
Yeah, I'm curious to see that because he has been ineffective.
Yep.
Essentially absent, especially in those big moments where you need him to be the Von Miller of his reputation, and he has not shown up. So we'll see about that.
We got barbecue to go get.
Slaps Barbecue, which we went. So the last time I was here was actually 13 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan and I were back last year, and the Bills won. Mm-hmm. We went to Slaps. We've kind of made – that's the place.
I really like that place.
Yeah, Slaps
I'm not
is
a
good.
Huge barbecue gal.
But if we're here
– Oh, no. That's why I'm like – it's amazing, but I think the last time I had barbecue was probably the last time I was here.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get, I think, some burnt ends, and then I'm going to get barbecue sauce and pour it all over myself. To add with the coffee. Put them
it
together.
Honestly kind of looked like that scene from The Office when Kevin has the chili.
Oh, okay. It wasn't quite that.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be hearing about this for a while. Well, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
Are you okay? Nope. I'm saying you're like a toddler.
Oh,
did you
God.
Suffer any bodily injury? No?
Yeah, okay, just my
you're
pride.
Good. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. We'll have plenty more coverage on the Buffalo Plus channel. Please be sure to like, comment your thoughts on this game, what players you're looking out for.
Pick the game for us, too.
Yeah.
We both have it. I got them 27-23, Bill.
27-24 is mine.
Oh.
Oh, and okay. I think Dan's is... 24,
what is that, like
21?
Price is Right? You're trying to get one ahead of me? Is that what this is? All right. We'll
see
what happens.
Okay. I think the weather's supposed to be nice for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Too.
I mean, it's nice now.
It
it's
is
just
nice. The
windy.
Wind. The wind.
This is
but,
like Orchard Park.
I mean, it's December.
It's always
clear,
windy here.
Yeah.
It's always windy here.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely going to need the gloves tomorrow.
Yeah. We both got the hoodies. Almost.
Yeah. This is.
This is for Dan.
This is for Dan. I don't have my sport coat on.
Well, this is a
his shoulder. I love Dan. I love Dan, obviously, my best friend. His shoulders got to be so bunchy and the elbows under the blade.
Oh,
I don't know how he does it.
No, Jenna. No, it's fine. That's fine. No, they work fine.
I just, like right now, I feel bunchy.
They're
I
fine.
Don't know. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's like the fabric. All right.
Yeah,
whatever.
Bunchy.
We've veered off course.
Yes. All right.
For Mike, I'm Jenna. Thanks for watching. We'll catch you next time here on Buffalo Plus.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.